Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the main reasons men to get married or get a girlfriend is they have someone there to police their horrible fashion and their fashion mistakes.
I totally disagree with that. I don't understand why women see a man, they go out with him, they decide to marry him, and then they're like, we've got to change everything about your clothes. Well, you were attracted to me before. What made you think you got to change me now?
You just have all that potential.
See, my wife tried that. We went on vacation and came back with the pictures, and she's like, I'm not going to make you wear the clothes I pick anymore.
Everything about you is improved because of your wife.
No, you don't understand. She doesn't pick out my clothes.
That was one little thing she made a mistake on.
Trust me, we've had this conversation. My wife says she doesn't pick out my clothes
anymore.
She
doesn't want to take ownership of the way you're picking out your clothes.
Ridiculous.
So, you know, with men's fashion, there's a crazy new trend going on. I'll get to that in just a second. Now, we've discussed some horrible men's fashions on the show. This is some research we've talked about. Sandals and socks. You know, that's a no-no.
What?
Yes.
Tom?
Okay, all right. They do not like that, sandals and socks. Crocs and socks do not like that. Mm-mm. We've talked about that. Dress shoes with no socks.
Yeah, my wife was not happy about that with me, but you know what? Mm-hmm. It's coming back.
I saw it
on the fashion runways, and this, you're not going to believe this. Mm-hmm. Not only was it shoes without socks, loafers, mm-hmm. but high waters. They're wearing high waters now.
Okay.
You know what high waters are?
Yeah.
That's the fashion trend right now, is to wear pants that are like four inches too short.
Really?
I think there are guys who really can get away with that.
There's no reason to get away with something, and it looks stupid.
You look like Urkel from that 90s show.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I will not be doing that one unless my pants shrink unexpectedly.
You don't need to be doing that one, but there are some who can get away with
it. No, you can't get away with it. You look like an idiot.
You know what? When a girl comes up to you and says, hey, when are your shoes going to have a party? Invite your pants down. Hey, when's Noah coming? Yeah.
Those were a lot funnier in third grade.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
I thought they were funny back then, too. Yeah.
Anyway, other fashion don'ts for the dudes. They say don't be a clown. Avoid goofy mismatched patterns and colors. Just keep it clean and simple.
Okay.
I think there are some people who get away with
You keep using
loud
the word
colors.
Get away with. That's not what we're aiming for in fashion, is to get away with something. Like, the aim is to try to do something really well.
Yeah. And people going, wow, you know what? He is fashionable.
That's like going, I can get away with getting a C on my exam. Well, it's not what you're shooting for.
Oh, yes, I am.
Might have been.
Okay, something to do.
Okay, fashion don'ts. Now, this is something interesting, wearing clothes that are too tight. Some guys can't help that.
Yes, they can help it. Just don't do it.
Depends on whether they shrunk or not.
Yeah. Sweat stains and white shirts.
Don't do that.
Bleach.
Don't wear sweat stains with any color shirt.
Wrinkles are a turnoff for ladies if you've not ironed your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's the fabric that requires some wrinkles, like linen.
He's like, someone can get away with wrinkles.
I mean,
you can.
But most ladies do not like wrinkles.
I love a starched shirt.
Okay. Overstuffing is another fashion don't. Putting a bunch of gadgets in your pockets and they're like you just all gadget out.
Right.
Or your pants pocket just kind of
Tom
bulge
has
out.
Three cell phones, yeah. And you got big old pockets.
I know.
And women do not like
bigger
it.
Pockets.
No. And capri shorts do not count, Tom, with your bigger pockets.
You mean cargo shorts?
Yeah, those cargo shorts. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. What did I say? Capris?
Yeah, I don't wear capris.
Sorry.
You can't pull that off.
No guy can pull that
Some guys can pull it off. Okay. Get away with it. They can get away with it.
Finally, I saw this online. I was shocked. Some of these stars out in Hollywood are doing it as well. They want to look like the old-time movie stars or maybe even Marge Simpson. But the big fashion they have now trend for men is pearl necklaces.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
Seeing brooches, sparkly pins, and pearls, and all kinds of accessories like scarves.
But you don't have a guy from South Carolina walking out there with a brooch and a pearl necklace.
I don't think he's going to get away with it.
Wow.
Okay, there's one out there.
I'll just say it's celebrities that's doing it, and just because they do it does not mean that it's going to be a trend among men throughout the country. Yeah. The West Coast, California, they're weird.
Yeah.
But it is on I put it on our Facebook page, and we won't believe the comments.
What were
people
they saying? They don't like it?
No.
Well, it sounds like we've got a great Torture Tuesday. Heidi, you got some pearls we can borrow?
I do.
So this was fashion don'ts? Yes. I thought you said fashion donuts. I
That's
wouldn't
got his
even
attention.
Have paid attention to this if I'd have known that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.